Something about the way she's blushing, you can tell she isn't sure. Let you know she's up to something she's never done before. Tonight she wants to hold a stranger, but not the one at home. If she's lonely,
owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden and former President Trump held dueling events Saturday evening in Georgia, a battleground state that secured Biden's victory and a Democratic-controlled Senate in 2020. President Biden's presidential campaign announcing it raised $10 million within 24 hours of his State of the Union address Thursday night, marking his best fundraising day, according to his campaign. The U.S. Central Command announced it dropped water and meals into northern Gaza on Saturday. Will TikTok's time in the U.S. soon be up? The House is set to vote this week on a bill that would ban the social media app if its Chinese owners don't sell it. Podcast host and tech journalist Kara Swisher says the app has got enormous reach.
TikTok has become a news delivery vehicle, an entertainment vehicle. If you mashed all the different networks together, it's not as big as TikTok.
The bill's supporters say that the Chinese government accesses user data, and that could threaten national security. This is ABC News. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Department of Justice has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a hole in an Alaska Airlines plane in early January. The newspaper says investigators have contacted passengers and crew who were on that flight when a panel blew off, leaving a hole in the plane 7 minutes after takeoff. The spring break party season is underway in Miami. Residents and city managers are nervously watching it unfold and hoping throngs of partygoers don't overwhelm the city. The police and its residents, like in past years, the city of Miami put out this public service announcement to deter some partygoers from coming to South Beach.
Curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access, DUI checkpoints, $100 parking.
So far, the huge crowd stayed away. This weekend, the streets were empty by 2 this morning. Still, police say they've made 100 arrests for party-related crimes, such as driving under the influence. I'm Dave Packer. ABC News.
This March, Wendy's has some amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave's single for $1 and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for $1. Dave's single, order in the app. Dave's single, get it for $1. Choose wisely, choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see all kinds of sunshine for today. Highs in the upper 40s, light south winds developing. Tonight, mostly clear and lower 30s. On Monday, a considerable warm-up on the way. Sunny skies will reach the upper 60s. Are you behind on tax payments? Call Tax Solutions now for help. 800-281-8193. It's 39 at our studios.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I guess I ought to be a jealous man. I look the other way. They're hitting on her every night and day. They telephone her. They try and get to her, but I know they can't. Oh, she never lets it go. Into the room, and everybody watches every move, hoping she don't love me. I know it by the way they hang around, but they don't realize there's more to her than what meets the eye. That's why I'm certain, no matter what they do, to reach her now.
Tim McGraw, we've got brand new music on the way from Morgan Wallen and Eric Church with The Man Made a Bar. Also, Florida Georgia Line, but here's Lee Bryce. This is Rumor.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all they're crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true, baby? Talking, girl, or should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town the last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. And there's a rumor going round and round and round. Say we make you make it true. What you say we make it true?
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Turn the radio. Grand Area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Sat down on a bar stool like a darn fool. She walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85 and got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Yeah, man made a bar. Sometimes an angel falls too hard, loses more than just a piece of her heart. And she needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Man made a ball. Yeah, man made a ball.
Want to mention, NASCAR fans, you've got a race coming up at 3:30 Eastern Time today. The United Rentals Work United 500 from Phoenix Raceway. Hamlin at the top spot, Gibbs at 2, and Elliott sitting on the third position.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime, or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
eBay Motors is here for the ride.
120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My wife and I both, we ended up mildly sick for a few months, and the nasal congestion was probably the worst part. I had like a post-nasal drip, just super congested all the time. We were taking everything we possibly could, but nothing really worked.
Kyrie was miserable until a friend recommended Navage. Navage offers immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Don't live in misery this cold season. Use Navage so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
The biggest thing Navage has done has completely cleaned out my nasal passages. It was from the first use. I was able to just clear out anything that was stopping me from breathing correctly. Navage helps me clear the way, literally clear the way, for me to operate better in the rest of my life.
Experience the Navage difference yourself. Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Woman is a mystery, a man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right. Show me the way. I'm open to suggestions, whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but something right.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmylou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmylou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
Listen for local news 4 times a day, Monday through Friday. 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of.
This is Kyle Larson.
Larson continuing to pull away, looking for the Southern 500.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, Race Day.
Ready. Ready.
From Phoenix Raceway. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
As the NASCAR Cup Series crests the hill and plunges into the Valley of the Sun, Motor Racing Network welcomes you to Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. So glad you're with us for our live flag-to-flag coverage of the Shriners Children's 500. Mike Bagley here along with the entire MRN crew on a beautiful Arizona Sunday. 72 degrees, sunny skies. It's going to be a great day of racing. Today is the fourth race of the 2024 season, and Phoenix holds a unique position on the schedule as far as one of the first West Coast tracks we go to, but it's also the last West Coast track that we visit each and every year. And it's that last part, quote unquote, of the equation that gives today much more significance. 8 months from this very day, teams will be back to crown a NASCAR Cup Series champion. And that makes today's exercise a very critical learning opportunity. Plus, factor in a new aerodynamic package teams will run for the first time this season. And we haven't even gotten to the overall twists and turns of a race that you'll get here at Phoenix Raceway. Today, friends, has a lot going on. Let's go to the broadcast booth. Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden are standing by. Gentlemen, welcome in. Jeff, I'll start with you. Today's 312 lap count seems very simple, seems very straightforward, but it's probably some of the most intense and most important laps of the season for these teams.
I think you're right, Mike. Good afternoon to you, and welcome to the Phoenix Raceway. And yes, Alex Hayden, he just brought up a couple of very important factors that we're going to be keeping an eye on here today, some unique storylines. Let's start here. Brand new aero package, brand new tire, practiced on Friday, qualified yesterday, and I still don't think these teams know what they actually have to work with.
You're exactly right about that with the new aerodynamic package. They simplified the rear diffuser, which is underneath the back of the race car. Fewer vertical strakes. What effectively that does will enable the car to more kick out, or what we say, yaw, the right rear corner out of the race car to give the driver a little more turn in it. That also means you're going to get some more air to the rear spoiler. So to do that, NASCAR added 1 inch. They went from a 2-inch spoiler to a 3-inch spoiler to give them that little extra downforce on the right rear corner. Now, effectively, the new tire, it's got a thicker tread on it to help generate more heat. But I think all of that is fine, well, and good. The X factor today is going to be the fact that it's going to be the warmest day of the entire weekend. You mentioned we practiced on Friday, qualified yesterday. Well, Friday, the temperatures were in the 60s. Yesterday, they barely got to 70. Today, we're going to be in the 80s when this is all said and done. Not a cloud in the sky, and that's going to change the track dramatically. So I think we're in for a great race. Talking to a lot of crew chiefs this morning, they said they fully expect this racetrack to widen out, and we're going to have anywhere around 4 lanes of racing.
A lot of unanswered questions, Mike, obviously going into this that we will try to unpack. As you mentioned, 312 laps. There's a lot of, I guess you could say, unhappy drivers, but is that a bad thing? And they're unhappy in this way, Mike. They have yet to figure out the handling on their race car. We'll watch it all unfold when we go into the green flag in just about an hour.
Jeff, Alex, thank you so much. It's going to be a very interesting day here in the desert of Arizona. Let's pause for a moment. Check a little NASCAR news.
Motor Racing Network NASCAR News.
The Phoenix Racing Weekend got underway Friday night with the ARCA Menards Premier and West Series running the General Tire 150. Weather shortened the race, and William Sawalich was declared the winner. Yesterday, the NASCAR Xfinity Series ran the call811.com every dig, every time 200. Justin Allgaier led 52 laps and was pulling away with 5 to go. He cut a left rear tire and crashed. That set up an overtime finish with Chandler Smith claiming his first win of the season.
I truly hate it for them, honestly. They had that win in the bag, and for something like that to happen, it's mentally tough for sure. I've been in that position myself, but all glory to God. Without him, I wouldn't be here, be able to be with Joe Gibbs Racing, back with my Toyota family. First win back together. That's great. Has a good ring to it. Our number 81 Quick Type Products Toyota GR Super was definitely as fast as Xfinity Internet today. Needed a little bit there at the end, obviously. Got some good notes to come back with. And hopefully we can repeat this in the fall and we're here racing for a championship.
Xfinity teams will take their first weekend off, and we'll be back in action at COTA a week from Saturday on the 23rd. Coming up on NASCAR Live Race Day, on the heels of winning last week at Las Vegas, we'll sit down with Kyle Larson of Hendrick Motorsports. We'll also get today's keys to winning here in Phoenix from a trio of drivers that have done it before. Todd Gordon will join us to explain what's different about today's Phoenix race. This Phoenix Raceway, well, it's been in existence for over half a century, and we're going to explore its historical aspects. Plus, we'll visit with the drivers ahead of today's Shriners Children's 500.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Today's race will be 312 laps, 500 kilometers, with stage breaks coming at laps 60 and laps 185. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durand.
From the running of the Shriners Children's 500, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
White flag is in the air. One lap to go in the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race.
It is not over yet. It's down to three, maybe four car lengths. But Larson has got command of this race. Here he comes. Off turn two. The final time for Young Money.
And one final shot for Martin Truex Jr. to try to get to the back bumper. Here they come for the final time as Larson leads to three.
And here he comes now. Absent a year ago. He's back now. And now he is a Cup Series champion. In 2021, Kyle Larson across the line. He will win in Phoenix, and Kyle Larson is your 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded two seasons ago. Alex Hayden, Dave Moody, yours truly, and Jeff Striegel with the call of Kyle Larson scoring the walk-off, a race win and a championship here at Phoenix at the same time. NASCAR Live Race Day continues with a visit with the 31-year-old from Elk Grove, California. Kyle Larson is looking to go back-to-back this weekend. He won at Las Vegas a weekend ago. Let's get an assessment of Kyle's effort so far in 2024. Here's our Kim Kuhn.
You're coming off a win in Vegas, and the last time you won the spring Vegas race, it kicked off a 10-win season and a championship in 2001, and people are already comparing this year to that year. How do you feel when you're hearing these comparisons, and can you compare them?
Well, I think it's premature to try and compare to 2021 just from, you know, winning at Vegas, but you know, I know that my team is really good. I know that our cars are good. 2021 was crazy, insane, like how fast we were compared to the field. I think in the next gen era, that's much tougher to do. I think we won like six races or whatever last year. So I think we can definitely do better than that. You know, I think the potential is there. because I feel like there was three or four wins that we missed out on last year. So, I do think the potential is there. The series is just so tough, so it's hard to predict the future. But I think if we can continue to execute like we have been to start the year, there's definitely, that is a potential because, I know we didn't get the finish that we necessarily wanted at Daytona, just being outside the top 10, but I thought we executed that race really well. Atlanta, it was going great until, I just unfortunately got caught up in Brad's spin. So I just feel like we've been doing a great job. Pit crew, the race cars, everything. And Vegas went like perfect for our team. So yeah, if we can have more weekends like we've had the first few, I think we can win, a fair amount.
You mentioned Vegas was perfect for your team, but despite the win, your crew chief Cliff Daniels said, on the plane home, he was still going over stuff in his head that the team could have done better. Are you the same in that regard? Do you kind of take time to reflect on the race, or are you still in the moment of, oh my gosh, we won this, and then kind of like let that piece come later?
No, I think, I don't know, that's what's interesting probably about every race team is that, like, even when you win or have a good run or whatever the type of race might go for you, you're always thinking about, you don't really reflect on like all the good things. You more mostly like look at what you can be better. So for us, Vegas, I mean, we won both stages, won the race. On paper it looks like we dominated it, but we had to battle Reddick every stage. I feel like he was a little bit better than us, maybe. It's hard to say, but so when you really want to dominate a race and lead by seconds and all that, I think then, your race car probably needs to be a little bit better. We had a couple pit stops that were, slower than our standard, but all in all, it was a great day. But, I think if you want to, because everybody's going to get better before they come back, next time, we also have to not be totally satisfied with how our car was and, look at the data and look at what can be a little bit better.
This weekend in Phoenix, NASCAR's debuting the new short track package that came about because of the test in December. You were part of that. Based on that, how optimistic are you on what we'll see this weekend at the track?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't honestly think it's going to look way different. I don't think it'll look any worse than what it was. But I don't think fans can expect to see this totally different style of racing. I think it's, if we didn't come out and say anything was different, it's probably, in my mind, not going to be noticeably different. So we'll see, but I hope it's way different. I hope it's way easier to pass. I don't think it will be. So but we'll see. We get it's tough too when you're coming to a test and there's only like six cars. It's hard to really simulate dirty air and all that. But I'm trying to think back to the runs that we had a package similar to this. I think when we did run this package, we had a totally different tire, so it's hard to kind of gauge how it's going to be again. But again, I don't think it's going to be any worse, but I don't think fans can expect it to be like totally different.
One of the unique characteristics here is the dog leg, and restarts tend to be crazy with cars 5 and 6 wide. In those moments, where is the best place to be? Is there a single best place, or is it kind of spur of the moment?
Definitely spur of the moment, for sure, depending on where you're at, even in the restart order. And it's kind of dependent on what's going on in front of you or if you're having a block from behind you. So it's difficult. It fans out, obviously, really wide right when we take off past start finish line. But then it narrows, like, really quickly. And, too, if you've got, like, fresher tires, you can make the bottom on the, like, way, way apron of 1 and 2 work. Or way high off of 2. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just, you got to find, like, clean track, and then just hopefully things choke up in front of you and you've got this momentum where you can pass some people. But it's crazy for sure. It's stressful for that 10 seconds or whatever it may be.
Starts and restarts are absolutely insane here in Phoenix. Our Dan Hubbard will have quite the view when the green flag flies today.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to get it done. And I'm done.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just got a note here from track officials. Today's Shriners Children's 500 here at Phoenix Raceway will be run in front of a sold-out crowd. Good job. From Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From the Grand Canyon State, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Here they come toward turn number one. Ross Chastain all by himself. Brad Keselowski struggling in front of him, or that's the J.J. Yealey machine. And off turn two, it's a YRB kind of afternoon.
Is Ross Chastain, your race leader, back to the corner. Ryan Blaney, your number one championship contender, following him through.
Ross Chastain will win the season finale at the Phoenix Raceway.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded 126 days ago when Ross Chastain closed out the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series season with a victory here at the Phoenix Raceway. Ross isn't the only driver in the field to have won here. Both Zane Smith and Daniel Hemric have won at Phoenix on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck and NASCAR Xfinity Series levels, respectively. And all three join us now to provide the keys to winning today's Shriners Children's 500. These progressive keys are presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com.
So the cars turn well. Like when I put steering wheel in the car to the left, I need the front end to react, especially with the Gen 7 car, our current car. We've tested at Phoenix twice. We've raced there four times, and we've ran anywhere from 18th most of the day to winning. And the difference was how well it turned and how responsive it was. Did I overheat the front tires over the course of a run? I ran this last Phoenix race we won thinking I was going to spin out about 80% of the laps, but we didn't, and it was fast, and I was able to get out front and then maintain it. I've learned that managing, make it turn, and hope you don't spin out, and it worked.
Yeah, Phoenix has been a great one for me in the past, and I've just always loved going there. It's really, honestly, keeping up with the racetrack and how the rubber is being laid down. Track position is so much there, especially in the next gen car, with how the dirty air affects your balance, and so trying to manage that. Pit road is so technical there, so easy to get a speeding penalty, but there's a lot of room to be better than the next guy down pit road. Restarts are insane, so being on it on restarts can really predict how your race run is going to go. But there's a lot of different things. It's obviously a racetrack that's a little bit different than the rest, but always a fun place to go.
Yeah, for me, I feel like the keys to Phoenix come with a really fast race car. I think when you
unload there, your raw speed off the truck, having a car that rotates the middle really well, but also has the ability to accelerate early, get off the corner well, I think pieces together to have a great car there. It's really hard to go find the speed if you don't unload with it there, I think almost more than anywhere. And obviously we're fortunate enough to do it once. It's a place that over the years, location of start finish lines have changed and some of the passing zones have changed, but nothing's changed more than the restart zone, how we shortcut the dog leg there, and that's just made for an incredible show, and which to me falls back into the piece of trying to win a race there is good restarts and getting through turn one with a fast race car. You can do that.
The keys to the race are brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
Now, we get ready to rumble in Richmond.
Virginia is for lovers.
You ready?
Of a return to night racing. Of a rocking infield experience that offers unparalleled access to your favorite NASCAR drivers.
Kyle Larson.
Of a spring weekend full of friends and electric short track action you'll never forget. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, March 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Coming up, we'll spend time with a Phoenix race-winning crew chief. First from Phoenix Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
From the Valley of the Sun, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
The white flag in the air. Joey Logano, the first one to it. Then comes Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, and Kevin Harvick.
Joey Logano has a cushion of about a car length and a half over Kyle Busch in second. Kyle Larson in that third spot. Kevin Harvick in fourth. They're single file, headed up the back straightaway.
Good three-way race from second on back, but it is well behind. Race leader Joey Logano looking to race his way to Homestead, Miami next week. He's the leader off turn four.
Joey Logano, the only chase contender coming in who had never won at Phoenix, and now he's changed that. He wins today in the Can-Am 500, and he's headed to Miami along with Kyle Busch. Logano wins.
Todd, you told us before the race we're going to be all right. You are all right racing for a championship. How about that wheel man?
Yeah, he's a heck of a wheel man. You know, I'll take him every day over anybody in this field when it comes down to the crunch time, and did a great job there in the restart.
Now, back to Mike Bagley.
That's how it sounded just over 7 years ago. Joey Logano and Todd Gordon going to victory lane here at Phoenix Raceway. They led 58 laps that day en route to what was Joey's first Phoenix win. Todd is in the booth with us today in the analyst chair. Let's go back to the broadcast booth right now. Todd, welcome in, my friend. Before we start, just want to take you back to those days. You and the cars that you crew chief finished in the top 10 at Phoenix more than you didn't. What about Phoenix and your crew your crew chiefing style seemed to go hand in hand back when you were atop the war wagon.
I had pretty talented drivers behind the wheel, but we made a point of just trying to work on making sure we had good race pace. And as Ross talked about in the driver keys, you keep enough turn in your race cars. You want to make sure that you have that ability. You're not waiting on it and being taken advantage of. Love this racetrack because the two ends are different. I think that's a real challenge for the crew chiefs with a big sweeping entry to turn one, pretty tight into turn three, different bankings between the two ends. And now we have this dogleg, and how you take advantage of that. Just so many opportunities here that you've got to kind of strategize your way and work your setups around.
Well, in order to accomplish all that today, it's going to have to be done with the new aerodynamic package. This is the first race of a new aerodynamic platform that NASCAR has adjusted on these Cup cars. There's technical terms that deal with how the spoilers changed, how the diffuser under the rear of the car has changed. In layman's terms, what should this do to these race cars on this racetrack for 312 miles this afternoon?
Well, the piece that they kind of worked on, they took some downforce away, and the diffuser makes a lot of the downforce of the car. And by simplifying that, they've taken downforce away from it. A lot of that's rear. They made it a little more forgiving to yaw, as Alex talked about in your crosstalk piece to start with. So the car, as the rear slides out a little bit farther, the diffuser still works. It doesn't make as much as it used to, but it doesn't lose as it gets kind of crossed up and sideways. So trying to make the cars a little more forgiving, we'll see where that plays to. Goodyear's worked on the tire, too, because we've done this. They've added some gauge to the tread rubber that's on the tread. That'll make them run a little bit hotter, makes it where maybe we'll see a little more lap time fall off in the runs. I think the whole piece is about making it where the drivers have to manage the cars, and I will be interested to see how that works. And close to 80 degree and sunny day here at Phoenix.
Now let's talk strategy. Stage lengths of 60, 125, and 127 laps. How much strategy can you lean on here or create?
Well, the piece, I think, if it goes green, obviously I think the first stage is straight through. You just run 60 laps. The engineers that I was talking to in the garage earlier today really feel like stage two and stage three, that 120-lap run that you'll see because you'll have five or six laps of caution leading into it. You'll probably split that in half. I think, you know, that the goal would be 60 and 60 on both of them, which means somebody's going to be aggressive and probably come at 48 or 50 to be on the front side of it. The piece that all these crew chiefs will have to be, you know, aware of is the untimely cautions. If we have one that comes 25 laps into a run, do you come put tires on? I think you do. I think two tires plays if you've got 25 left in a run. I think there's strategy pieces that with the untimely cautions that all these guys are going to have to be anticipating and be ahead of the call on.
So much to juggle today. Todd, glad you're in the booth. We'll check in with you, Jeff, and Alex shortly. Appreciate the time, my friend.
Thank you.
That's Todd Gordon. He is a championship-winning crew chief. He's a Phoenix race-winning crew chief, and he's on board our coverage today from the Valley of the Sun. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi.
Welcome to Avondale, Arizona. Motor Racing Network is live at the Phoenix Raceway with coverage of the Shriners Children's 500. Mike Bagley and the MRN crew here with you as we await the start of pre-race ceremonies for the fourth race of the 2024 season. Drivers are being introduced to the crowd. We'll chat with them shortly after we get a Phoenix Raceway history lesson next.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for